Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the USDA's APHIS is revising branding requirements for cattle imported out of Mexico. The change, they say, simplifies the branding process while continuing to ensure Mexican cattle are easily identifiable and traceable for the rest of their lives in the event of an animal disease detection. Now, feeder cattle, they say, will be branded with a single M on the right hip, and breeding bovines will be branded with a single M on the right shoulder. The M brand will be larger in size and allow for better readability. An MX ear tattoo is still an option for breeder cattle instead of a brand, since they have not caused a readability problem and are considered a permanent form of identification. Now, permanent ID on Mexican cattle is important, they say, because they are known to frequently carry tuberculosis and brucellosis, a couple of diseases that are very limited in the United States. USDA has already allowed Mexico to use these updated branding requirements, which has reduced errors and uncertainty at border ports, and the change, they say, has proven beneficial to both countries by decreasing the need for rebranding and reducing the incidence of cattle rejections at port of entry inspection. That's a look at your Landed Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nemitz.